brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the fifth day. Some of you will be going back. So we make full use of this day so that we can all really benefit from the retreat, rejoice with all the wholesomeness, goodness. Then today I think we will do the morning puja as usual. But after that, we would like to do some metta, loving kindness meditation, so that all beings can benefit and receive them. Okay, since Joyce is not here, Chui, you want to lead? I know, it's okay, because we need to start so that we don't have to lose time. Okay, turn to page 19, homage to the Buddha. Oh, sorry, 18, 1-8. Dedication of offering. They are preparing the flower. Like that, we might as well do metta first. We radiate well-being to all beings. So that we can actually help beings that need blessings, loving kindness, and all the what they call merits that they need to help them through. Okay, maybe while waiting for choice they all, because we make the offering, then we do the morning chanting better. So now I will lead you in doing loving kindness meditation. Okay, compose your mind. Compose your mind. Develop the faith sadha, very strong sadha virya. Then we will do the salutation to the Buddha first, and the Dhamma and the Sangha. Then after that, we will commence the metta or loving kindness meditation. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sanghang namami. Okay, we will start the metta. We start with ourselves, then we read it out. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. May it too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May it too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May it too be without harm and danger. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within our hearts. May our loved ones too be well and happy, well and happy, free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May they all too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they too be free from all harm and danger. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then may all beings within this vicinity, known and unknown, seen and unseen, may they all too be well, happy and peaceful. Well, happy and peaceful. May they all too be free from all danger, free from all harm and suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May their mind states too be without negativity. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts too. And may they also partake in whatever wholesomeness and share whatever goodness that we have done. And may these blessings be shared by all beings. May all beings have the condition to receive liberation from birth and death. And may all Kalyanamitas who are here, including all the other Dhamma protectors, Devas and Nagas of mighty power, who has helped us to have very good condition for this retreat, may they also be well and happy, without enmity, without ill will and untrouble. May they always keep themselves happy and peaceful. May they all to be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May they also long protect the sasana. Then may there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then may our devas and all beings who can receive this wholesomeness share and rejoice in all this wholesomeness that we all have developed and cultivated. And may this rejoicing be shared by all beings throughout the entire existence. Then may all beings within the vicinity of Brinchang, Cameron Highland, whole of Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, our planet Mother Earth, be well and happy. May they all to be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May there be no negativity in their mind. May there be only love, peace and joy within the heart, deep within their hearts. May all beings be well and happy always. Then may all beings throughout the entire solar system, our galaxy, and the whole universe be well and happy. May they all to be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy. May their mind states to be free from all negativity and evil. Then may the blessings of the Triple Gem to be with them all, so that they have the causes and conditions to develop the understanding of this beautiful Dhamma as expounded and proclaimed by the Buddhas of all period of time, so that they too can gain liberation and be a blessing to all. May all beings be well and happy. Okay, then we meditate for about 5 or 10 minutes. Okay, thank you so much for doing all this wholesomeness and kindness to help them all. Never mind, we do the morning chanting to her while waiting for Joyce Dio. Then after that, we do the offering. Okay, Chui, you start. Page 18. To the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the blessed one's disciple who have practiced well, to these, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha,
the blessed one.
The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who had practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, homage to the Blessed, Noble and Perfectly Enlightened One, homage to the Blessed, Noble and Perfectly Enlightened One, homage to the Blessed, Noble and Perfectly Enlightened One. Okay, we will make the offerings of the flower before we continue. We should all rejoice together. Okay. Then Padmasuri light the incense because you brought the incense for offering. So together we shall offer flower and incense and we rejoice so that we can all partake in this wholesomeness. We are offering it to the Triple Gem and to all the great Buddhas, Bodhisattva and worthy ones. Then after this, may this offering and may this wholesomeness bring about goodness, kindness, blessings, and well-being to all beings within this vicinity, known and unknown, seen and unseen, and to all beings throughout the entire existence. And we will later on share and transfer all these merits to all beings that can receive them. Okay. Once the incense is offered, we shall all together rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. We should all learn how to rejoice. Even the non-humans, the devas and other things, if they want to partake in any merits, rejoicing is the best. So have goodness of heart, have kindness of heart, and your life will be good and beautiful. Thank you. Okay, we will continue with the morning chanting. Now Joyce is back. We just finished the salutation, page 18, now we are page 19. Now we will continue. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha.
The Tathagata is the pure one,
the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the worlds. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and human. He is awake and holy. In this world with its God, demons and kind spirits, its seekers and sages, celestial and human beings, he has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, and beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and convention. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma.
The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging investigation, leading inwards to be experienced individually by the wise. I chant my praise to this teaching. I bow my head to this truth.
Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha.
They are the blessed one disciple who have practiced well, who have practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully, those who practice with integrity. That is the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the blessed ones' disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, offering, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to this Sangha. I bow my head to this Sangha.
Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement.
The Buddha, absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear insight of wisdom, destroyer of the worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed, that Buddha I revere, the teaching of the Lord, like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless,
that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed, that Dhamma I revert, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awakened after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devoted indeed, the Sangha,
I revert. This salutation shall be made to that which is worthy, to the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an Arahant, a perfectly awakened being.
Purifying the way layout of delusion,
coming and directing to perfect peace,
and leading to enlightenment, this way he has made known.
Having heard the teaching, we know this,
Birth is suffering, aging is dukkha, and death is dukkha, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are dukkha. Association with this light is dukkha, separation from the loved ones is dukkha,
not attaining one's wishes is dukkha.
In brief, the five focus of the grasping mind are dukkha.
These are as follows: identification with the body, identification with the feelings,
identification with perception, identification with mental formation, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciple in just this way. In addition, he further instructed, Rupang Anicchang, the body is impermanent, Vedana Anicchang, feeling is impermanent, Sanya Anicchang, perception is impermanent, Sankara Anicchang, mental formations are impermanent, Vijnana Anicchang, consciousness is impermanent, Rupang Anatta, the body is not self, Vedana Anatta, feeling is not self, Sanya Anatta, perception is not self, Sankara Anatta, mental formation are not self, Vijnana Anatta, consciousness is not self, Sabbe Sankara Anicchang, all conditions are impermanent, Sabbe Dhamma Anattate, there is no self in the created or the uncreated.
Te mayang,
all of us, Odinaha, Jatiya, Jaramaranena, all of
my birth, aging and death.
Sokehi paridevehi dukkadehi domanasehi upayasehi. By sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair, dukko dina, dukkha parita,
bound by dukkha and obstructed by dukkha,
Abhayvenami nasa kevalasa dukkha kandasa anta kiriya
panayetati.
Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. Okay, we chant the English now. The Blessed One who long ago attained Parinibbana is our refuge.
So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we follow the pathway of that Blessed One with all of our mindfulness and strength.
May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering.
Remembering the Blessed One, the Noble Lord, and the perfectly enlightened One, who long ago attained Parinibbana, we have gone forth with faith from home to the homelessness. And like the Blessed One, we practice the holy life, being fully equipped with the Bhikkhu system of training. May the holy life lead us to the end of this whole mess of suffering.
Okay, we will do the closing homage in Thai. Arahang Sammasambuddho Bhagava Buddham Bhagavatam Abhivademi.
Arahato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami. Supatipanyo Bhagavato Savakasango Sanghang Namami.
Okay, we will do the sharing of merits and transfer of merit, because of all this offering and wholesomeness. Okay, now I will do the traditional Theravada, but with the translation. Sharing of merits with the devas. Akasata cha bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anamoditoa chirang rakantu lokasasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits, and may they long protect the dispensation. Ittavata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anamodantu sabba sampati siddhya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Then transfer merits to departed ones and all those who have affinity to receive them. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives and all those who can receive them, and may they all do be well and happy always. Okay. The other one is invoke the blessing for the nation. Deo vasatukalena sasa sampati hetoja vito bhavatu lokoja Raja Bhavatu Dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be prosperous and peaceful always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers, be righteous. Okay, then you make your aspiration. Ibmina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo Satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya. By the grace of this merits that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one, until nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, thank you. So today, I think we don't have enough time for exercise. So what you do is, you can do your meditation now. You do your meditation. Those who want to do some exercise can go ahead. Don't worry. You need to stretch yourself or what, you go ahead. Then you all do some meditation. Yes. Yes. Can.
We are very fortunate today. We have Brother Sui An and Mi Fong, Sister Mi Fong. They are sponsoring the breakfast for this morning. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. He wants to do it in memory of all the departed relatives. And the victims of MH370. Okay. I think lunch is also sponsored. Lunch is sponsored by Eliza. Okay. So today we have sponsored meals.
Okay, we should all rejoice, with all the wholesomeness, the generosity, and all the kind thought expressed by all these people who are very sincere to bring about goodness to a better world, so that our planet can continue to evolve with very, very good virtue and wisdom, so that the consciousness can become more and more beautiful, so that civilization on Earth will evolve to be very conducive for all of humanity. Not only humans, but all beings within this planet. We are all one together in this planet. So we should protect the planet consciousness. So these are the things that we can do, we should do. We play our part. Always have goodness of heart, kind thought, wholesome thought. Then follow the advice of the Buddha. All evil you must avoid. So you cannot harm beings. You cannot kill beings. You cannot do all the selfish things like stealing, misappropriating, sexual misconduct, deceiving, telling lies, all those things, and perform all the heedless intoxicants and all those things. We should instead learn how to be a blessing to all. So when we continue to have this type of understanding, we ourselves will become very virtuous. Then you make aspiration for all these merits, by the power of all these wholesomeness and merits. May arise the causes and conditions for you to diligently walk the path of Dhamma, so that you can realize the noble teaching of the Buddha, which is the realization of Nibbana. We are insight into all the universal characteristics of nature, so that enlightenment in the here and the now is possible. Then it will pave the way for all this to be possible. We rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then since today, quite a number are going back. So we will have a simple ceremony, and towards the end, I think there's a group photograph. Then I will have to brief you a little bit on those wholesomeness that we have done with all the collection that we have received. Then at the same time, before I forgot, we should thank all the organizers that have planned, organized, and worked towards this retreat and have done it very well. Also, we should thank all those who volunteer to help in the duty roster cleaning up. This year, the shrine hall very clean, meditation hall, toilet too, you all feel much better. So the washing and all those things is part and parcel of the routine that we need to do. And when we can do it with mindfulness, it is also a form of meditation. So all these are very wholesome. So we rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And should learn how to have gratitude and thank them from your sincere heart for everything that they have done. The organizers, can you all come out so that people know you? Sui An, Mi Fong, Yuan Chan, then Miss Lee, they all come out here, just in front here for them to know who you are. Come, come, come out. Never mind, just let people know. They want to know you because they are a mixed group. Then after that, if I may request, during the closing ceremony, those who are going back, all sit in front in the middle here so that I can get you all to introduce yourself and share. Okay, here is May, who sponsored all your drinks. Your sister. Oh, sorry, Monica. May is the sister who helped organize all these things. That's why she is very, very sincere. She has done a lot. I saw her busy getting the beverage, the kitchen here, everything. Then Mi Feng, Sui An's wife, my uni mate. Then Miss Li, you all know. She is from Wu Ping Jing Se. She also very sincere, very hardworking. They are all very good Kayanamitas. Then over here, yes. Yeah, he gave me the what they call pointer, the skeleton. So I need to, but the condition was that this note has to come out. Because the last 2-3 times I did the Heart Sutta on the Tuesday class, they record, nobody transcribe, nobody write notes. So everything just, I think, went past. Only a handful can understand. But this time she requested the Heart Sutta to be shared at the Mahayana temple, Wu Ping Jing Se. I was also surprised. I don't know Mandarin. Then I normally don't go to Mahayana temple and teach. I went to one Yun Chan organizer talk for me at Fo Quang. I just delivered one talk in English, of course. Then that one, Wu Ping Jing Se, was a very special condition. Because I don't know Miss Leon actually. And somehow she came to me because of another Dharma friend, I think Chris. Then she felt something. Then after that, she attended the Tuesday class, then she attended the Saturday class. Then the nature know the faith very strong. Then she invited me over. Then later, proposed to me to share there. That's how the Heart Sutta note came. It's meant to be. And the condition behind it also meant to be. So these are the things. If it's meant to be, will be. Not meant to be, will be. Understand? Then Joyce, you all know, our super lady. She is the one that is very active and very sincere and very hardworking. She writes a lot of mail. She and Sui An both, the main organizers. They plan a lot. Then Yun Chan, of course, she is the one that keep all the account, keep all the good work and all those things. Then she got very good heart suggestion, and she is the main one you should thank. She is the one that get me to come out and share in the year 2004. Sadhu. She came to my house and request 3 times. 3 times also I say no. Then after that I call her and say, okay, with 3 conditions, I come out and share. And then also 15 years after 1989, after I have understood the truth. Then Stephanie, you all know, she is our Tuesday class, the blue jacket on, treasurer for our Tuesday class, Kayanamita Fund. Then Sui An, you know, she is the main one. He is the main one. He is also the deputy president of Subang Jaya Buddhist Association, also my classmate in the uni. And he is also the treasurer of our Thursday class, Kayanamita Fund. Then he and Mei Feng very kindly have allowed us to use their house for our Thursday class meditation. We should say sadhu to them. Sadhu. Then you should thank Ying Bi also. She was the one who requested for the Thursday class. Understand? Together with Mei Feng. Otherwise, you rejoice with us. Sadhu. Otherwise, without Thursday class, I think a lot of you won't be here. Then the transcript for the talk also won't come out. So all these are the condition and the wholesomeness that arise because it's meant to be. That's why when it's meant to be, when there is condition, thing will manifest. Understand? When it's not meant to be, thing will not manifest. So now you understand the Dhamma is like that. Not so real, condition arising, also phenomena. But because of nature's law, all these are possible. Then now, Mimi got the mudra. That's a very good sadhu. We shall rejoice.
You mentioned the Satipatthana class.
Huh?
On Sunday, you did mention.
Satipatthana class.
Doing on Sunday.
Oh, okay, yeah, I forgot. Ah, thank you. So you remind me. Actually, at Wu Bing Jing Se, after we finish our Heart Sutta, we continue with the Satipatthana Sutta. We are now, I think, in the third or fourth lesson, I forgot already. So, this coming weekend, no class, because we Sunday only go back. But the following Sunday, the class will be on. Then after that, I think May, we are going to Taiwan. So the class will be off again. I think two Sunday. Thursday class also affected. Then end of the year, we are going to this, the last holy place within the four, what they call Shenti. Shenti, like, the same day, in English is called the way place for the great Bodhisattva, the four great Bodhisattva. We went to Puttosan already, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. We already went to Uthai San, Manjushri Bodhisattva, Vensu Pusa. Then we also been to Chiuhua San, Ti Chang Wang Pusa, a tall Bodhisattva. So the last one is Emei San, where Puxian Pusa. So November we are going. If you interested, you contact Yun Chan. Yun Chan helped to organize all this spiritual tour. So once again, we thank them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. We should learn to have gratitude, kindness, sincerity, respect, contentment, like what the Buddha mentioned under Karaniya Metta Sutta. So if you follow all this advice of the Buddha, you will become beautiful. Even Mangala Sutta, do your duty well, you got great blessing. And I tell you, your life will be fantastic. Because when I look at Mangala Sutta during the earlier, about 20 years ago, after I have understood the thing, then I looked through this book. A lot of this sutta, Chief Reverend always talk about it. Then when I read again, it's so different now. Because I realize all the things that the Buddha talked about in Mangala Sutta, everything I have now. That's why I was, how come all this I have on? I said, so if you really understand the Mangala Sutta and really one by one go and do, you are really, really blessed. That's why I look back at my life, it's like normal people would never believe that you can be like that. And really, these are blessings. I didn't do anything. Just the blessings come for the karmic inheritance, come for the spiritual nature, comfort, then everything fall into place. That's why Dhamma is beautiful. It's like the secret of life. You know how to live life. Otherwise, a lot of suffering. Even among you all, quite a number of you all, you came because you have suffering. And I know. And some of you have approached me and talked to me. Then some of you already developed the faith, have understood to a certain extent, have developed the change in the way you live your life, then things has turned around beautifully, recovered. Then quite a number, now the faith very strong, they are helping people, their life became so different. So this is the Dhamma that is effective in the here and the now, anasana. It's not something that you wait till death only you can reap them. Okay? Okay, you do your meditation. I think you've got about 25 minutes or so. Then after that, you have your breakfast. Okay, thank you so much. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.